That is definitely worth mentioning. In fact, as of yesterday, 3 tram stations on the Gold Coast will allow you, yes, you the commuter, to use your credit card, phone, or even your smartwatch to tap on and off.
That's right. The smart ticketing project is now operating from Broadwater Parklands through to Surfers Paradise.
Robert Dow joining you from the Public Transport Lobby Group Rail Back on Track. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Hey, we knew this system was inbound. Are you surprised that it's being trialled for the first time in Queensland right here on the Gold Coast?
No, it's a good place to trial equipment. I don't think you can actually use the smart devices as such at the moment, but they've got the new readers operational at Surfers Paradise North, Main Beach and Broadwater Parkland stations, and it's operational. People will continue to use the go-kart in the same way. Eventually, people will be able to use smart devices throughout Queensland. They'll be able to use the go-kart, or if they wish, they'll be able to use smartphones, debit and credit cards, or other smart devices such as wristwatches. So it's a pretty exciting time to have the equipment actually in use. And Translink's decided to use G-Link, the light rail, to test it because it's an ideal environment. There's a significant number of passengers travelling, but not overwhelming like the rest of the network. And just for interest, there is some regional bus trials of the equipment underway throughout Queensland as well, from Innisfail through to Maryborough. So the project is certainly getting some legs, Nicole.
All right.
So, Robert, with the 3 stations that the systems have been installed now and it's tap on, tap off, do we have to have the whole network linked up to this system before you can actually start using it?
Yeah. In terms of the other options for payment, as I understand at the moment, the new validators are in operation at the stations that I mentioned. People will notice the new validators when they use their go-karts. They're a bit easier to use, and Translink want to make sure that the equipment's fully functional before they go to wider network rollout, of course. So it's good times. This project is moving through. The plan is by 2022 it'll be Queensland-wide. Now, the big advantages for the Gold Coast, of course, is visitors won't have to worry about a go-kart.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah, you'd hope
they can just use their phone or their debit or credit card, which will be very convenient for people. And similarly, people who presently have a go-kart can continue to use their go-kart, and they can use it in the Gold Coast, they could use it in Cairns.
Mm. Do you think that they'll phase out the go-kart, though, long-term? They'd have to, wouldn't they?
No, they don't. They won't. They've said that they will keep the go-kart and as a payment option, and also paper tickets, surprisingly. That may be reviewed in view of recent developments, but no, the intention is people will be able to continue to use a go-kart. Some people don't have smartphones or other smart devices, and some people don't even have bank cards, I understand. So they need to make sure it's accessible to everyone.
Mm. It's not cheap, $371 million to roll the system out, but it's the way we're going, isn't it? People just want to tap their phone or tap their watch and keep walking.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, in Sydney you can use credit or debit cards now on the Opal system there. Melbourne's had a phone option on the Mikey for some time now as well on Android phones. So it's pretty exciting news that this will be introduced. It'll make travelling a lot more convenient to people because you won't have to worry about where's my go-kart, where's my ticket. You can just suddenly spontaneously decide to travel on a train or a tram or a bus and just be able to use your phone. Most people carry their phone these days.
Technical question, Robert. If you jump on, you tap on, you get on the train and the conductor comes up to you and says, how do they scan you? How do they know that
you're travelling legally.
You've tapped on.
Mm.
Do they access your phone or have they got a machine that does it?
Oh, I think they'll be able to just check the card on the system pretty quickly. That obviously has been built in the system. They'll have a way of validating people travelling, no problem at all.
Okay, that's really interesting. And look, the go-kart wasn't perfect technology either. I mean, I've lost count of the amount of times I've had to call Translink to say, I tapped off, but I've been overcharged for something, and then you call Translink. Do you think this system's going to be a lot better?
Yeah, it will be a lot better. The thing about the go-kart, Nicole, is one of the very early systems. It was very limited in terms of adoption. With this new system, there'll be new fare options available as well. So we don't think there'll be the problems that you've experienced with the old go-kart system. It was one of the early ones. It's done a reasonable job over a long period of time, but it's time to move on. and smart ticketing is the way forward for Queensland.
Yeah, actually TransLink's just called in to say that you aren't actually able to use your smart devices to tap on and tap off yet, but you will be able to soon, which is pretty much what you said as well, Robert.
Yeah, so this will be for buses, trains, and also trams as well.
And ferries.
And will there be, and will there be a move towards cheaper ticketing prices for public transports, better zones, if you like?
Well, we're advocating for that, Nicole. We're advocating for increased payment options like the old periodical tickets people would be familiar with, like the weekly and monthly and yearly tickets. So some form of cap travel, we think, would incentivise people to use public transport. With this new system, they can basically do any ticketing option they like. So now's the time to get in the TransLink and let them know that you would like improved ticketing options such as periodical or cap fares. Can I just mention that on the TransLink website, there is some very good information on the smart ticketing project. If you just simply go to TransLink and search for smart ticketing, you'll find a good general information, and there's a lot of specific information on the trial on the Gold Coast as well.
Yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Robert. Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, ABC Gold Coast Brekkie.